Absolutely. Okay, and here's somebody we haven't seen for a while, and she's back, Libby Bridle. And it's Lifting the Tiger, Lifting the Tiger.
Lifting the Tiger. Wearing the greens and reds of succulents, bromeliads, and geraniums, the garden of birdsong and breeze sits under a canopy of trees. Music from an iPad stills talk, and the Tai Chi class settles in. With practice, the dozen moves we've learned are morphing from a series of actions into a human stream as we slowly flow together, back and forth, left and right, while hands and arms sculpt the energy of space. Sometimes I think I might feel it, the elusive chi, but the whole sense of moving and being moved by an invisible force mostly eludes me. Today we learn a new move that leaves the certainty of the grid with its 90-degree turns and steps into the slant of the corner. We push the chi down with our palms, then shift our weight back, lean forward into a slight crouch to grasp the tiger. A slow twist and turning, a single step of each foot as our hands spread, and we lift and carry this invisible predator, heavy with majesty yet weighing nothing. I don't yet feel the liberation of its energy nor the power of the chi, but every week I walk away lightened. Now, just before the coming of dark on Coles Mountain, lightness and energy are here too. I've never felt such exuberance on these slopes, a gift of heavy rains. Shrubs have shouldered into the trail. The sage has doubled in breadth and sent its stacked bloom stems above my head. A thrasher's long, downturned bill paints jazz riffs in the air. Fierce and alive, this slope. But it won't last long. These petals, these leaves, these shrubs, the strength in these legs, this bird song will fade. In that ephemeral moment, I feel something take hold, and I'm lifting those lavender sage petals, the burned red and orange monkey flowers, the big-lipped yellow blooms from the seasonal stream. I lift the chaparral shrubs, the rabbit, the thrasher, and the quail. The scent of sagebrush, the fragility of my bones, and the consequences of a fall. I carry it all as I watch my footing among the rocks, lightness and weight, beauty and death, like lifting the tiger, even though I'm descending, not rising, as I head toward the trail's end.